In Kuntres Achen, Lahavin Mashakosu B'Pietz Chaim, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the greatness of the act of the mitzvah over and above the love and the fear that a person feels that are born out of intellect, out of the understanding of God's greatness. That the love and the fear cannot comprehend God, cannot grasp the essence of godliness, only the external part, but not the essence, whereas the act of the mitzvah grasps and contains the essence of God, that the essence of God relates and is united with the mitzvah more so than with the love or the fear that a person feels for God. Today's Tanya for Dalit Kislev, for the fourth day of Kislev, the Alter Rebbe speaks about the maila of the act of the mitzvah. Masha'ein ken maisa ha-mitzvahis, where other different is the act of the mitzvah, that are maisa likim heina, they are the act of the doings, the act of godliness. B'derech ishtal shalus mikelim da'atilus lebiyah, the godliness of the Kelim of Atzilus comes down into the lower worlds of Biyah from the essence of the godliness of Atzilus, as for example an Esrig and the other species. Hilbish Bohen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimuhusan V'Atzmusan, God clothes within them His essence, the chasodim, which is pnimius deza, or pnimium deza, that in the esrig, or in the four species that we take on Sukkot, God clothes the essence of His chasodim, v'hayinu mebechinas chetzeinu yusan, which means that from the external part of the chasodim, which expresses the pnimius achesed of the, that's what is clothed in the esrig and in the other species, kaneida b'chol mitzvahs maisis. And it is known that the same is true also in all mitzvahs of action. So in the act of the mitzvah, there is the godliness, the essence of God is related to that mitzvah. The essence of God's will expresses itself in that mitzvah. Masha'en kein ha'odom, whereas the person, afilu yesh le neshama da atzilus, even if he has a neshama that comes from atzilus, me'acha she'melubeshes beguf, but because this neshama is clothed in a body, le'yuchal limtze b'nafshei, he won't be able to find within his capacity, within his soul, le'hasig muhusan v'atzmusan shepnimis achsodim d'zod atzilus. He will not find within himself the ability to comprehend the essence or the inner part, the pnimius, of the chasodim of Zoda Atzilus, which in the mitzvah is available and is apprehendable. Ki ha'atzilus hibechin aschayo b'chlolus ha'ilam esabiyah, because the world of Atzilus as a world represents the level of chaya. And that level of chaya, as it is in the neshama, for example, it is a makif. It doesn't enter into the keli at all, doesn't enter into the body at all, but stays above, hovers above. So not being clothed in the keli, the person, the human being, has no grasp, has no access to it. His only approach, his only access is to the external part of the chasadim, and this he attains, or this he arrives at, through the fear and the love that are born out of the greatness, out of his knowledge of the greatness of God. And where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the hind part, the external part, but not the essence, and the expression is that you will see, seeing usually refers to essence, So it says you will see the hind part, the external, but not the essence. So this ability to see the hind part, but to see it rather than just to hearing about it, this is possible only through nevuah, only through prophecy. Shehi is pashtus hagashmis, kmeshikosov berayim mehem nepashat mishpatim. Nevuah, or prophecy, is when a person can transcend his physical existence, and then he can receive, he is open to receiving a prophecy. Hainu hatam, and the reason for this is, fi she'ef shele nivra lahasik klum, the mahus ha'likushu ha'beide, since a person cannot comprehend any part of God's essence, God being his creator, ubali hasoga ein zu halbosho tfiso dveikus amitis. And where there is no understanding, then it can't be called halbosho. You can't say that godliness is clothed in that person if he's unable to understand God. And because he's unable to understand, you can't call it a grasp or a cleaving in the true sense of the word, other than through transcending the body. But then, if you can't, the inability to bring that godliness or that understanding into the keli, into the body, the fact that he can grasp it only when he leaves the body, that's not the true meaning of grasping. Mash'ein kein ha'esrig al derech moshul, whereas the esrig, for example, chayu sei nimshecha v'nishtal shelo mimuhus chitzei niyes ha'kelim denukve dezod ha'atzilus. The energy, the life of that esrig, comes from the external part of the kelim, of the feminine aspect of zod ha'atzilus, shehu b'chines alikus mamish, which is literally godliness. As it says in the Eitz Chaim, that all the peiris, all the fruits, come from Atzilus. Because 30 kelim of Atzilus come down into Biyah, the three lower attributes, each containing the ten parts that make up the attribute. And they are expressed in the ten utterances in which the world was created, the malchus of the kelim of Atzilus are clothed in the malchus of Asiya, and the malchus of Asiya is what creates all physical things, including fruits, including the esrog. So in other fruits, the godliness that is there is concealed and hidden. But in the esrog, because it is a mitzvah, an object of a mitzvah, there the godliness of the fruit is revealed. And the godliness of the fruit is from the kelim of Atzilus. Ki ha-kelim d'Atzilus nase nishomo b'asiya. Because the kelim of Atzilus become the soul of the lower world of Asiya. And that, the neshama of Asiya, not the kelim of Asiya, not the chambers of Asiya, but the neshama of Asiya, that is literally godliness. Not created being, but godliness. Because in Atzilus there's a total oneness with God. The kelim of Atzilus are godliness itself. And through the clothing of the essence of the neshama in the essence of the malchus asiya, that's how the esrog comes into being. That when a person picks up an esrog and shuckles it the way you're supposed to, so what he is grasping is the attribute of Malchus of Atzilus that creates the esrog, and in which it is not concealed, because the esrog, being a mitzvah, davar shebekdusha, does not conceal godliness. And this Malchus d'Atzilus is completely one with God himself, So he's grasping in the esrog. He's grasping godliness itself. Mashein came the kavanose. Whereas in the kavana that a Jew has, einim masik v'teifis af hayideya haseit. There, godliness of atzilus is not grasped and not mastered or understood, even if he knows Kabbalah. Ela mitziyusa v'loy mahusa. What is grasped is only the external, but not the essence. Ach v'limud hilchas esrig, but when a person studies the laws of the esrig, masig v'teifis ha'esrig mamishu mitzvasi kehalocha v'bechinas dibur machshava. There, he grasps and contains the esrig itself, and the mitzvah of the esrig in his speech and in his thoughts. When he does the mitzvah, then he's holding godliness in his hands. But when he learns the halacha of the mitzvah, then he is containing godliness in his speech and in his thought, the kol shkein halemed haseid. And even more so, the one who learns the Kabbalah, the Kabbalistic meaning of the esrog. He is certainly grasping in his speech and thought the godliness which is in the esrog. In the Hayyim Yom for the fourth day of Kislev, Dalet Kislev, the Rebbe writes, L'mayim Achreinim, to Mayim Achreinim, Neitlin K'tzeho Etz Bois. We wash the ends of the fingers, the fingertips, the Achakach Ma'avirin Eisam K'shehim Lachim Adayin, and then you pass them while they're still wet, Al HaSfasayim, over the lips. To wash also the lips.